1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 8 degrees outside. Mostly cloudy skies as well. We'll see those conditions continue through the rest of this New Year's Eve. Maybe some snow showers later on today. The man who allegedly tried to rob Marshall's Westside Pantry in Plymouth on Sunday night is now behind bars. Mike Kinzel has more.
Plymouth police said they received a tip yesterday and arrested the 25-year-old man in his Plymouth home. They also arrested a 58-year-old woman for assaulting the officers. The suspect had allegedly entered the pantry about 7 o'clock Sunday night and threatened the clerk, but then fled on foot, empty-handed, after the clerk refused to open the cash register. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
A Milwaukee woman has been charged in the stabbing death of her boyfriend. Prosecutors filed a second-degree reckless homicide charge yesterday against 23-year-old Krista Batchelor. Authorities said she and 30-year-old Cornell Williams both had knives in their hands as they quarreled last Thursday, and when the victim went to the bathroom, she allegedly busted in and stabbed Williams once. He was Milwaukee's 104th homicide victim of the year, giving the city its highest number of murders since 2007. A small North Dakota town is nearly empty as a mile-long train that derailed and blew up still burns. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more.
Oil fires from the derailed tanker train near Castleton, North Dakota, have prompted many of the town's 2,400 residents to run, and officials say the place is covered in soot. And while nobody's been hurt so far, the mayor says if the derailment and explosion happened on tracks in town, about 100 people could have been killed. He wants to talk to federal regulators about shipping oil via pipeline instead. Last summer, a train carrying crude oil from North Dakota derailed in Quebec. The resulting explosion killed about 50 people.
When the state legislature resumes its session next month, several bills passed in the assembly this year will not be considered in the Senate. One such bill involves raising campaign fundraising limits. Jay Heck with Common Cause says Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald lacks the votes.
There just weren't enough votes in the Republican caucus to pass the legislation. We counted as many as 20 votes against this piece of legislation, so I think he just stated the obvious.
The bill would double campaign contribution limits for legislative candidates and increase the amount of special interest political action committee money that the legislature's own campaign committees could collect to $300,000. Other bills not to be considered in the Senate include increasing the speed limit on rural interstates to 70 miles an hour and tougher drunk driving laws. At least some Wisconsin senators believe a sales tax holiday for back-to-school items is too much of a gimmick. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says some of his colleagues would rather see some other types of tax relief for next year. Others said the state should keep whatever surplus it builds to make sure the government is doing well financially when it's time to write the 2015 budget. Last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss revived the idea of a sales tax holiday for back-to-school items, but only if the state's next financial report in mid-January is favorable. Voss said majority Republicans want to provide small types of tax relief in advance of the 2015 budget when a major tax reform could be considered. A small town south of Fond du Lac is coming together to help a family that lost its home to a fire on Christmas Eve. Don Hanneman's house in the town of Byron was destroyed on the same day that his son came back home from serving in Afghanistan. The fire spared a nearby shop where he owns HD Welding and a trucking outfit. Residents have been splitting wood to help heat his business. A friend created a bank account where donations can be sent, and the owner of a tattoo parlor has been collecting gift cards and household items for Hanneman's family. Hanneman says he plans to rebuild, and he's got the insurance to do so. The cause of the fire is still undetermined. Is it the economy, the cold weather, or a lack of confidence that the Packers could beat San Francisco? For whatever reason, 15,000 tickets remained this morning for Green Bay's wildcard playoff game against the 49ers late Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. Season ticket holders had two chances to buy them, and now Ticketmaster has put the rest on sale to the general public. That is giving the non-season ticket holder a rare chance to buy a Lambeau playoff game at face value. The price range from $102 to $125 plus fees. A dry day is forecast for Sunday with highs in the teens as far as the Packers not having a chance. While the Las Vegas odd makers are not saying that, the 49ers are the favorite, but only by 2.5 to 3 points as of mid-morning. Plummeting temperatures aren't forcing people inside completely, but they're being smart about their outdoor activities. John Meerdink has more.
It's easy to get stuck inside during the coldest parts of Wisconsin's winter, but that's not deterring everyone. Patrick Walsh still found a way to get his bike ride in this week, cold weather or not.
But I want to stay in the house 24/7, do nothing.
Now that's all well and good, but Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management says be careful if you're out and about in the cold.
Once you get into that kind of minus 20, 25 degree wind chills, that's the danger zone.
He recommends putting together a cold weather kit to fight the weather if you happen to get stuck outside during the cold.
The long cold temps have caused some people to hear strange noises at home. At least in Janesville, police there say they've had 11 calls about suspicious residential activity from Sunday afternoon through yesterday morning. In every one of those cases, police said they were caused by the falling temperatures and a contraction of pipes and other home material. But the colder than normal weather this New Year's will not stop the Sheboygan Polar Bears from having their annual dip in Lake Michigan tomorrow. Member Larry Pratt says the event is still scheduled to take place at 1 p.m. They hope to be at their usual location north of DeLand Park, but early season ice forming along the shore may move it closer to the yacht club. A final decision will be made by tomorrow morning. Anyone wanting to participate in the event is asked to meet at Dave's Who's Inn on Indiana Avenue at least 20 minutes beforehand to register and get mentally ready. The event is free and donations will be collected for the Special Olympics. As for your forecast, partly sunny skies, snow chances picking up as we head towards the evening, and a high in the single digits. We'll see those snow showers no more than an inch of accumulation, and a low near minus 4, 14 tomorrow with scattered show and cloudy. Currently 8 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here in 1330 WHBL at 1206.